This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com Morning Show, broadcast number 429 for Monday, June 10th. I'm Glenn Halleck. ICE canola futures are stepping back Monday morning, giving up overnight gains. The July canola contract pulls back $3.30 at $626.80 per ton, and the November contract loses $3.40 at $646.10 per ton. While there's support coming from gains in European rapeseed and Chicago soy meal, canola is feeling pressure from losses in Chicago soy oil, but soybeans are mixed. Losses in Malaysian palm oil put more pressure on canola. Modest upticks in crude oil are attempting to underpin the oilseeds. Large old crop supplies and good conditions across the prairies are weighing on canola values. The prairies are forecast to get rain during this week, starting today with eastern Alberta and southwestern Saskatchewan. The Canadian Grain Commission reports a sharp increase in producer deliveries of canola at nearly 437,000 tons for the week ending June 2nd. Canola exports jump to more than 238,000 tons, and domestic use bumps up to about 220,000 tons. Alberta says spring planting is 97% complete province-wide, with the canola at 96% done. The Canadian dollar is stepping back on Monday morning, with the loonie at 72.6 U.S. cents, compared to Friday's close of 72.78. The United States Department of Agriculture is set to release its June supply and demand estimates on Wednesday. The average trade guess lowers soybean ending stocks for 2023-24 at 340 million bushels. The 23-24 carryover for corn is to slip to 2.01 billion bushels, while the wheat carryout is to bump up to 1.88 billion bushels. Meanwhile, the USDA is set to publish its export inspections report this morning and its crop progress report this afternoon. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are mixed on Monday morning. The July contract is up 4 cents at $11.83 per bushel. July soy meal climbs $5.90 at $366.60 per short ton. July soy oil drops back by more than a third of a cent at 43.26 cents per pound. Chicago corn is slightly higher as the July contract bumps up 2 cents at $4.51 per bushel. Chicago oats are lower, with its July contract down 8 cents at $3.40.50. The U.S. wheat complex is weaker as Chicago July falls 16 cents at $6.11.50. Kansas City July drops 18 cents at $6.47.50. And Minneapolis July loses 14.5 cents at $6.80. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Monday morning, June 10th. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.